You know, I realize aside from our kind of an odd start is that we really didn't introduce our guests. So the non-Scottish speaking guest, I guess.
Yank.
The Yank, yes, is our good friend Kevin, a.k.a. Swingcat. Say hi, Kevin. So
there. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
You can put this at the beginning, right?
Sure.
Sure, he'll do that.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you know what? I will. Go ahead. Yeah, so we've got Kevin, a.k.a. Swingcat.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi. And we have Akari, a.k.a. Chris, a.k.a. he is really, really sick and Scottish.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hey,
okay, now
I've perked up, okay?
Yeah. Now we're back to the end of the show. So.
Hey, this is Terpster. You're listening to Hotscast.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
You are listening to Hotscast. All the heroes of the storm coverage you can handle.
Here.
Chris died of the Scottish flu.
That's not a thing.
It's not?
No, honey.
But that was
like
on
a drink.
That was on Downton Abbey, the Scottish flu.
I think that's a drink. A drink.
A stink.
Yeah, a stink.
It's the stink.
The stink. The stinky drink.
The stank. It's a stank. The Scottish stank.
The Scottish stank is haggis.
It's the name of the show.
Yes. Actually... Hold on. That is officially...
Just don't put Scottish.
Hopefully we're
gang.
Not recording yet.
Oh gosh, yes.
He is always recording. Yes. Real records from like the moment he wakes up.
Freaking Vince. I want that stricken from the record.
If you are on audio with Rill, you have to assume that he is recording you.
Yep.
Pretty much, you're being recorded.
Don't say something that you
that's
wouldn't
the real
want,
reason why Chris isn't talking.
Because I was weird.
You can't say anything that will incriminate him.
That's funny. Yes. So this is all going in the episode. So hi.
Of course. Hola. So I played Valyra today.
Ooh, what'd you think? What'd you think?
I suck at her.
Okay. Well, you don't play a rogue in Warcraft, right? You've never really.
I have one.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah, I got my rogue to max level before you did this expansion.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that.
No, I don't mind rogue. I like that it's a rogue.
Like it's a rogue, right? Like, it is a rogue.
It's got
rogue.
Rogue. She right. got rogue.
Right. They even have the sound that.
Yeah, it's all very roguey.
Yes.
Remembering to stealth is tough. But
okay.
You do that in WoW too. So that's just
and stealth's on the D, right?
Squishy.
Is stealth on the D? Okay. Yeah, we talk about that all the time. D. You gotta remember to hit your D.
I forget to hit. And Sarah now will enjoy this episode more than usual.
He really enjoys hitting the D. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I hear. I mean, he must, right?
He seems to enjoy it. He lets us know every time we hit our D or forget to hit our D.
We forget to hit the D. Mm-hmm. So, the stealth is on the D. Stealth is on the D. So you got to get used to it. It's a lot of the nice thing is the stealth is really decent. It's like you feel like you're similar. It's similar to the others in there. It's not like it doesn't just pop out of it. The other thing that's funny is when you're in stealth, you can't just attack things. So you can't auto attack from stealth. You have to use one of your attacks, your special, your from stealth attacks. Because your bar switches to stealth attacks.
Right. After. See, that's kind of nice though. So then you can't,
which is cool.
Yeah. You can't like mess up.
Yeah, you have Garrot.
Yeah. Garrot.
Garrot. There's blinding something, but
blinding powder.
I should probably look it up.
Yeah, something that blinds, something that stuns.
Right.
Yeah, something that blinds, something that stuns, something that
cheap
does
shot.
Damage. Mm-hmm. Cheap shot. That's it. That's the stun.
And I like you say stun. You play like a rogue.
Stunning. I don't remember any of the names of things. It's a button on my keyboard.
Right. Number three.
So, the other one. And also they changed it so much with the new version, seven, that it's all weird anyway. Outlaw.
What do you mean they changed?
Have all the same things.
Oh, really? You know, I haven't played my rogue since the changes. I haven't played my rogue in a while.
It's changed. That's why I played it, because it's different. So anyway, but she's pretty good. I like the her movement skill. The Q lets her move. You don't have to target anybody. You just go. It just shoots you across.
Dash forward. The thing a little
bit. The dash is real nice. So she has a little bit of movement. She has wave clear with her W is wave clear.
Right. That's blade fury. Flurry.
Flurry.
Every not fury.
Some bit. It sounds like a dessert.
That has been an argument in the WoW blogosphere community for 12 years. Yeah. It is blade. It's flurry, not fury.
No, I know what it is.
It's a flurry of blades. It's an area of effect.
Sounds like a tasty dessert.
Yeah, it's like the difference between rogue and rouge. Like you just anytime somebody writes rouge, you have to reach through the internet and smack them.
It's not blade furry.
No, it is not blade furry. No.
How the hell did we get the furries?
No, that's a monk. That are pandas.
Pandas.
She got like pajama skin, like the Vikings.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yes.
Oh, that would be so cool. She should.
And the blade furry.
I like her demon hunter pajama skin.
Here's why you're not going to see Valyra in a pajama skin.
Why?
Because boobs and that hourglass figure are going to utilize that.
See, all I heard was because boobs, and then I just
because
that was
boobs.
Yeah, because
have
boobs.
Have you seen that demon hunter skin?
Okay, the new.
There's a lot of skin on that. They're going to utilize
it. Yes, it's a skin.
The new title of the show, by the way, is The Scottish Stank, comma, because boobs. That is the new title of the show.
Fair enough.
There you go. Sure.
Cool. And advocating for the skin.
The skin.
Yes.
It's the skin.
Yeah.
Scottish Stank, the skin.
Scottish Stank, the skin. Oh, that's funny. That is funny. That is funny.
We can spend the entire episode just talking about what the name of the episode would be.
We could, yes. Yeah, let's actually talk about her real stuff. So she does have combo points as a mechanic.
Yes.
So,
and then she has her finisher, which is her E.
Right, which is her basic utility. That's eviscerate. That's consume all combo points to eviscerate an enemy. That's exactly like a rogue in Warcraft. Dealing increased damage per combo point. That's exactly like it. And then her vanish ability on the E is Garrote, which Garrote originally was a bleed over time that had to be applied from behind. I'm assuming there's no positional requirement in Heroes.
No.
Okay.
No. But that one is...
They removed that from Rogues and WoW anyway. They removed the positional
requirement. That is one of her abilities while she's vanished, though. So
that's
she has
a vanish ability.
Vanished
ability.
Right. So she have to be in stealth. Mm-hmm. You do ambush, which is the Q that just deals damage and gives you a combo point. Cheap shot does damage and stuns them for 1.5 seconds and does a combo point.
Mm-hmm.
And Garrote does small amount of damage and does a larger bonus damage over 7 seconds and silences them for 2 seconds. So that's a big thing. So does damage over time.
It is incredible how well they mirrored the World of Warcraft rogue. With
the
Valyra.
Same company.
I just want to say they've mirrored the assassination rogue.
The assassination rogue. That's you're right. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right, Chris. Thank you. Yeah, not outlaw, aka combat for 12 years and now outlaw.
That's right. Sinister, like I said, I really do like the dash. The sinister strike with the dash is really good. It's good to get out also. Blade Flurry is a good wave clear. Good. You can basically Sinister Strike in, do a nice little Blade Flurry, hit a few things, and Sinister Strike out. It does have a cooldown, both of them.
Right.
And then, as you said, Eviscerate. Eviscerate is really the only combo user, and that does basically damage per combo point.
Right. Yeah, that is the only way to spend your combo points, which...
Yeah, everything else generates cool. combo points.
Right. I really like the fact that Sinister Strike is a non-targeted. It's just a dash forward yep. with damage, because that gives you both a fun... not RP. What's the term I'm looking for? Like
flavor.
Yeah, it's flavor. It stays with the flavor, the fantasy of the rogue. Yeah. At the same time, as giving you a mobility. So it's still a mobility.
What I want to do with the Q on her is to set that as an on, like not a, because you have to hit it and then click. So you want to do an on hit, on key down for that.
You want to probably quick cast that one.
Yeah, quick cast that one. I was playing and I did not have quick cast on. It's a pain in the butt. It's not great. The only problem is if you put quick cast on, you have to like put the cursor where you want it to go before you do it.
Okay.
So you want it to work more like Vala and her jump thing, whatever.
Vault. Yeah, so do you not use on release?
Like it depends.
See, I use on release a lot. And that I kind of like.
I have to actually play with it. I don't just change them by default. I go and like I say, okay, this one I want to use.
Each one, right.
Yeah, but I don't think this one would be good for that. I think you need it to be a quick cast immediate.
Okay. What were you saying, Chris?
I was going to say, I don't understand how people can play without quick cast. I've been playing every...
Well, sometimes you do... I do like aiming it.
Yeah, there are certain... Each hero I kind of kit out differently. Like, there are certain ones where... Like a conal attack... Like Jaina's cone of cold. I want to see the cone. So I do on release. So I can hold it, see the cone, kind of aim it, and then let go.
I like having the... click sometimes. Eviscerate is another one you may want to play with on a quick cast because you do have to target somebody.
Right, that's targetable. Right.
So Blade Flurry just hits it. Eviscerate is targetable, but again, I mean, if you're more comfortable with on release, you could do on release. If you want to click then, or you know, tap click, then you can do that too. Because you can have it set up where you hit it and then you click who you want to.
Right.
Attack. So,
Chris, what have you thought so far of the two R's, the two ultimates?
I haven't really found a great use for Cloak of Shadows, to be totally honest. The smoke bomb, I think, is just a great little drop it, nuke a healer, get out of there.
Okay.
Because once that's down, as long as you're inside it, you're completely immune with the smoke bomb for the entire 5 seconds that it lasts.
That's
you gain
nice.
It's not complete immunity, but it's close enough. You gain a massive amount of armor. You get reduced damage taken as well.
Right.
And you can continue to attack. You can also drop the smoke bomb before you even drop out of stealth, so it doesn't actually break the vanish.
Yeah, it doesn't break the vanish, exactly.
And it just gives you that 5 second window where you can just burst in a Morales. Or burst
nice.
Down a Lili or something like that.
Nice. See, I was almost hoping that one of the heroic abilities on her would have been Shadow Step.
I'm actually kind of glad that they didn't give her any damage dealing ults.
Yeah, it could be a little too much.
It would be way too much, I feel, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got silence, she's got stun, she's got the vanish. She does a massive amount of damage with her basic kit when she's out of stealth.
Right.
I think giving her a damage dealing ult would have been a step too far.
Okay.
Yeah, there's also a bunch of things you can get with her talents.
Yeah, she's got a pretty crazy talent.
So there was one that, where is it? Ambush teleports Valyra behind her victim. So you
there
get
it
from
is.
Above. So now you can use your Q when you're vanished that basically shoots you behind them.
Right.
So, which is kind of cool. You can also get blind. These are both level 13, which cheap shot actually blinds. So cheap shot is the one that stuns. When it's done, it blinds them for 2.5 seconds.
Right. again, this is so much a mirror of the WoW Rogue. It's incredible. I mean, even obviously the naming, but Relentless Strikes, Crippling Poison, Hemorrhage, Initiative, Wound Poison, Mutilate, Slice and Dice. Yep. I mean, it's all.
Well, there's Expose Armor, Rupture, like level 16 talent, Rupture.
Oh, I miss Expose Armor.
A Garrote, and it actually refreshes the damage as you attack. So when you do that, then you keep hitting them, it refreshes the damage over time effect. So, like, there's a lot of cool stuff you can get. And they really did, like you said, got the flavor really.
Oh good. My gosh, they have Seal Fate. I miss my Seal Fate build so bad. Oh, I love Seal Fate.
One of the talents, has the person do less damage after you hit them with it.
Oh, which I thought was pretty nice.
You strangle.
Strangle, yeah.
Nice.
Visibility damage dealt.
Yeah, the level 13s are all about your vanish abilities. Or a vanish itself. So you have elusiveness, which increases your speed when you're vanished, which is nice.
That is nice. Additional 10%.
And then the other cool thing is, if you really want to, the level 20 talent Night Slayer reduces your vanish cooldown. So if you're not a big fan of the R, and the R she has, while they're good, the smoke bomb is really good, I think that the energy regeneration addition to it on level 20 is not game-changing, while the reducing of your vanish cooldown can be a big deal, because that 3 seconds that you can get away, because you can use vanish even when somebody is attacking you.
Wow, nice. That's a WoW Rogue. I mean, that's what vanish is.
You don't have to be like, okay, I'm not being attacked for 10 seconds now I can go into vanish,
and that's the thing. It's not stealth, it's vanish. It's not just entering stealth.
It still breaks if they hit you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And hit you, then you're out. But you can get in and run away, and that's why the thing like elusiveness, which increases your speed while vanished, is huge, because that gives you that escape.
Yeah. And they even, you know, for the first second, she's unrevealable and can pass through other units. That is directly out of WoW, because when you hit vanish, you had a global cooldown. 1 second where you were basically untouchable.
Yeah.
For that 1 second.
One thing, Akari, you were talking about Cloak of Shadows, and one use I can see is if you're up against a why am I blanking completely? The Dryad.
Lunara.
Lunara. Dearly. Because it drops all damage over time effects.
Yeah.
So even that's great.
Oh, yeah.
You gain 75 spell armor, 75 reduced ability damage. So anyone you're against that has the poison and, you know, Nazebo, so it's cooldown. Yeah. It's really good because it's got a really short cooldown. It's a 25-second cooldown. So if you are, like, dying, you're running away, you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to die, that purges you.
Nice.
That's what makes the level 20 also unstoppable. Nice, too, because every time you go into stealth, you gain that ability.
Yeah, Enveloping Shadows.
That's the one I actually took when I was playing against the AI with the AI, and my AI team lost, which is really stupid. But I took that one because we did have a Nazebo. I was able to get away. It was my fault. It was. I died a lot because I didn't know what I was doing.
The 20 talent I was utilizing was Old Blood, or activate to increase your Vesserate damage by 100%.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, and it's on quite a short cooldown as well. So it's a lot of burst damage you can put out there.
So you pop it, you do Eviscerate, you build up your thing again, you should just have to do it every time before you do Eviscerate. I still find it interesting you have to activate it, given that it has such a short cooldown. They should just made Eviscerate do double damage.
In fairness, rogues have always been one of those people that have a lot of activators.
You have to activate. Yeah, that's true. So you'd think that really they would have done some kind of. I was looking to see if they had some kind of poison.
The only poison.
No, it's wound poison.
Wound poison. Okay, good.
Yeah, they're in there. And by the way, that was one of the things that. Always drew me to the Rogue was the ridiculous amount of buttons. I love
they also have Thistle Tea.
Oh my god!
That's why I think I didn't like about Rogues.
Oh, I miss the days of having to farm up the vanishing powder and the reagents to craft your own poisons, to having to make your own thistle tea.
Oh, it was such a pain in the butt.
Oh, I loved it. I loved every second of it. I loved it. I miss it. I miss it so much.
My rogue originally was my bank tune. Just to put...
Oh, that's a waste of a rogue. Everybody knows a mage is a bank tune.
Actually, I have a warrior bank tune now.
I don't want to play it.
I have another warrior. He's a second warrior. Warrior.
I got to say, this is just, I love it.
Yeah, I think they
did
a good job.
I'm so excited about this. I think Valyria is one of the best heroes to come out in a long time.
Yeah, so far so good. I will wait for the nerfs that are sure to come.
Well, yeah, of course. The week two nerfs.
She is very squishy, though, so I don't know. I don't know that her damage output outweighs her squishiness.
Right.
So for an average player. Now, for a very good player, you know.
I was able to burst down a Morales in one or two eviscerates while my smoke bomb was up. If you can burst down a healer like that, it's a complete game changer in a team fight.
Nice.
Yep.
Very
The problem is, yes, you can do that, but you also have to be careful of everybody else that's around there in the team if it's in a team fight, which is, you know, depends on who you're against.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I agree. Another big thing that came today in addition to her was a complete rework of Tassadar.
Right. And
big rework of Tassadar.
Yeah. Unbelievable rework.
And Rexxar.
Already, I was talking with Adam Eastwood last night, friend of all of ours. Mm-hmm. He's actually starting up a really cool esports site that's going to be covering heavily in-depth esports, and it's called Esports Realm. He was telling me about the stats right now. So far in the HGC in Europe, Tassadar and Rhaegar have a 100% pick ban rate. And Tassadar and Rhaegar, Tassadar and Ragnaros, 100% win rate when they're played.
Ragnaros was looking crazy.
Ragnaros
is
at baller status in Europe right now.
They're a little, it's a little crazy.
It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah. It's funny because what's funny is they use them in ways you don't even think about. Like, say, you know, you've got to keep going down. They pop him on there to give you a few more seconds to try to push back the team to save the keep.
Wait, you know, because don't do that in America?
Well, people don't do that unless they're really, really good anyway, because they don't think about it. But but I'm just saying is they use it more for like that kind of thing than just like, oh, I need to kill all the guys. They're just trying to like delay. And I watched them actually, the keep was going down and he just popped it up and he pushed them back enough that the rest of the team was able to get there and they saved it.
Yep.
At least a little while. So, I mean, it was pretty cool to see, you know, how well they used it.
If you remember back in the day, that was a big thing with Abathur. And that's why Abathur had such a huge ban rate was the ability for Abathur to shield a keep and, you know, prevent that last little solo grab of a keep and whatnot.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I always find...
And he can do it from wherever he is.
Majority of people use the Ragnaros passive as a defensive tool over an offensive tool because you get more out of it at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him. I was watching in the HEC. I was watching that they used it. They picked up. I think they used it pretty well for offense too, on down keeps on the other or down forts on the other side, where the other team was trying to run away and they actually popped him up and they killed somebody on the other side of the wall, on the other the other wall. the last hit him. It was pretty funny. He was running away and they popped into the thing and went bam. Because of the range on that thing. So it's interesting to see how they use it. I love watching when the new heroes come out to see how the professionals really come out and use them. And the tournaments have been pretty nuts. This last weekend was pretty crazy. Some were lopsided, but others were, it was very interesting. The back and forth and the last one on in the Europe side, especially was pretty nuts.
I didn't see all the matches, but what I was able to watch was really good, really high quality for sure.
But the Tassadar had a very large change. I mean, just everywhere.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Like huge change for just all of his talents. And I mean, they kept his R's intact. Archon and Forcewall are still there. They buffed him a little bit. And I mean, to me, it seems like almost, I don't know, it's a lot of buffing for things, like making things mm-hmm. better. A few things are lowering the damage, but they increased it, like what it does. Like the plasma shield actually increased the shield amount. It increased the mana cost, but increased the duration and the cooldown. So the duration is longer, it shields more, but it costs more and has a longer cooldown. So
it has 20%
you don't have to keep...
Steal.
Yeah, the lifesteal is amazing.
Yeah, on basic attacks. So, but
they baked
the cool
a lot
thing
of
is that you get more.
Yeah, they baked a lot of the like must pick talents just into it. They just baked them in, which is great.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, because then it allows them to give it a better flavor because now you have three or four talent choices instead of, you know.
You have to get those.
You have to get that one, right? Right.
Because since your support, you know, that's your only support part.
They did the same thing
Sonic Storm
shift too.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
25% movement speed is
baked
in now.
Yep. They did. And then the other, what was the other one with dimensional shift too? There was
the heal,
the cooldown and duration increase.
Yeah. No, there's something else in terms of
the heal into it.
No, something in terms of when it revealed a stealther, it does something.
Dimensional shift?
Yeah. There was something. Hold on, let me find it. There was something different about the way dimensional shift when it reveals a stealther.
No, that's Oracle.
That's Oracle.
No, it's Oracle. Thank you.
It doesn't cost any mana.
Radius.
That's nice. That is nice. Yes. Yeah.
Cooldown was decreased.
Right. Yeah.
Makes them more useful in general. The Sonic Storm, I like how they did it, where they actually decrease the initial damage, but the damage increases every time it deals damage to somebody.
Which is great against the creep waves.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So you drop it down and it just goes blowing things up.
I miss the old Sonic Storm, though. The old graphic from it, from back in Alpha. I like that graphic a lot. By the way,
the other thing they did was try to increase the usefulness of Archon or a little more.
Yeah.
Most people put pick Force Wall. They made it do a lot more damage, although the duration has decreased.
Oh, yeah. Force Wall, they changed around too. The range is better and the size. No, what was the other thing they did?
It slows them more.
No, the slow of his
basic
attacks.
Right. And they did say that just from kind of a geometry coding standpoint, they did make it more easy to target because of the way it rotates.
Didn't they make his basic attack into the basic attack he got later?
Yes,
the
beam.
Right? It's the beam only.
Yep.
It slows.
Yeah. And so it was down from 69 to 10, the damage, but the attack speed is 400% faster.
Right, right.
So, and the larger tether range than you would get when you talented for it.
Right, so the pew pew laser is more pew pewy. Pew pew.
Yeah,
pew,
and you
pew,
still
pew,
get
pew.
The movement speed decreased by 20% on the target. So they again, like you were saying, they basically took all these talents and said we're going to throw them into the main thing, and then they redid all the talents.
Right.
So a lot of the talents are now quests. So like they like the level ones are all quests. They have level four now has. Lifesteal of the plasma shield, you know, that lifesteal by 20% more. So if you really want to push that lifesteal, that gets you up to 70%?
40%.
I think. Is it 20%? I thought it was 50%.
Starts with 20 and then it increases an additional 20.
Mm.
Oh yeah, it says 20. Yeah. So you got another 20. And then you also can have the plasma shield generate movement speed. So that's another possible... just for level four. Range of Plasma Storm Shield and Sonic Storm by 40% for level seven talent they added.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he just got completely worked.
When Oracle is active, so they actually make a use of the Oracle for more than just seeing. Your basic abilities cool down 50% faster when the Oracle is active.
Right, yes. Right.
Was that what you were looking for the Oracle?
No, there was something else, and maybe they were just talking about it.
There's another one with the Oracle that your basic attacks deal an additional 1% of an enemy hero's maximum health.
No, that's nice. That's basically
kind of tying things to the trait, which is cool.
Right. And that's kind of your giant killer.
It's like a mini giant killer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And remember, that's that beam, and it's 400% faster. While it doesn't do as much damage as the normal thing, once you start having 1% of an enemy's maximum health, 400% faster.
Yeah, I'm really glad they bake that into just being his basic auto attack.
Right.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty crazy. Yeah, because I always couldn't wait till I get to that level and I pick that. But I always pick that.
Right. And that's why they baked it in, because everybody did that. Then it makes sense to bake it
instead of getting rid of it to make it not feel like him anymore. They just said, okay, we'll make it part of it, and then you don't have to worry about it. But
I'm
very
really excited for the Tassadar changes to go live in Europe tomorrow, because I'm going to be playing them all day.
Nice. That's
and
awesome.
Then, and then Rexar had a bunch of changes too.
Yeah, Rexar, he's been somebody who has never been all that popular, but I like the main gist
the
of what
they
did
to how you control him.
Yeah, they basically made Misha a one button control instead of a two button, and kind of a little bit more convoluted on top of that as well. So they made Misha control with one button before, and a lot of people, myself included, whenever I played Rexar, I really didn't know what I was doing with Misha, because it really wasn't that intuitive. They had the passive, and then they had the like Sikkim, and the way they played off each other, and so now it's just one button and
it go back. Yeah, you just point at who you want to attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if you point at yourself, he comes back.
Yeah, much better. Also, starting today, the Lunar Festival. The Lunar Festival has arrived. I got to say, the Monkey King skin, oh my gosh, freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's very good.
Absolutely love it. The Li Ming skin is incredible, especially because her source, her focus is not just a weird purple.
Yes, it's one of the only ones where it's not a purple orb.
Yes, it is. Skin. Yes, it's a sphere, and it actually has graphics on it. So thank you, Blizzard. And also, we got Riding Cox.
Chicken.
So, yeah.
That's a lesson to kids.
Especially a giant golden Riding Cox. So, yeah. Yes. I'm down with cock.
Get their cock.
Oh my God. I love the golden. I really do.
While you're riding it, you have to make sure you hit the D.
Yeah, you have to hit the D when you're riding the cock. The color scheme on the basic one, it's okay. I like it. It's very, Asian inspired, but the golden really looks good. I just kind of like
you
how
get
it looks.
So if you haven't logged in, other people, which we're not streaming, so no one else but us listen right now, but you get a rooster to ride for the duration of the Lunar Festival.
Yes.
And you can complete the rooster race once a day. And if you do 25 during the Lunar Festival, you will get to keep the rooster and additionally get a portrait.
Yep.
So.
And you get 200 gold for the rooster race.
And 200 gold every day.
Yeah.
I did not know what I was doing when I got the rooster race. And so I failed. But now I read a little bit more about what you're supposed to do. And it makes more sense.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They like their little, let's do something before we start the match.
Yeah, it's like the monkey and the guy, the treasure goblin.
I kind of miss the chase of the monkey.
I like the chase the monkey. Easier. I like the chase the monkey.
Yes, this is a pain. I'm like, okay, where's the thing he wants? I have no idea what I'm doing.
The other one was easier. That's when you actually have to coordinate with four other people.
Oh, really? Yeah, you have to be coordinated about it.
Well, you each have to get things. You pick stuff up and you bring it back to get it to move.
And if you lose the race, then you don't get credit for it, right?
You get nothing.
Correct.
You get have nothing, to win. Right.
So you have
wait, so that
20.
Doesn't count towards the 25 either?
Nope.
You have to complete it.
I didn't realize
you do it again next time.
Yes.
And it doesn't spawn. Yeah,
none
every
of it counts unless
spawn
you
every
complete.
Time. It's random.
No. Oh, yes. Bollocks. I played two games. It didn't spawn the first time. It spawned the second time.
See, if it spawned every single time, this being more difficult and having to coordinate wouldn't be an issue. But it's
yeah.
going to be a lot harder for people to get it.
Well, and that's and, rough. It spawns if one of the people it can spawn if one of the people hasn't done it, but four people have done it and you have not, the other four people may not be all that excited about doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they
right.
don't care.
Right.
They probably bother.
And so. You have to do it 25 times to keep the mount, and mm-hmm. the Lunar Festival goes from today, the 24th, through February 14th. So it's only 3 weeks.
Yep.
It's not even a full 3 weeks, really.
Nope.
No, nope. Yes it is.
So
yeah, 7 days. Yeah, it is a full 3 weeks. Never mind.
I believe you could do it multiple times a day. You just don't get the...
Right, but multiple times a day could be, you know, seven matches to get it to spawn twice.
It's not a full 3 weeks for Europe. We got a day less than you guys.
Oh, really? That's lame. I know it didn't start for you, but I figured you would have got it an extra day.
It's not ticking over yet. It's not ticking over yet. It turns off at the same time usually.
Yeah, that's lame. Sorry about that. That's not cool.
Lame.
It is lame. Very, very lame. Yeah, so lots of good stuff coming out. As always, the introduction video for Valir was amazing. The in-development is amazing. Her skins that they're showing are absolutely outstanding.
The spotlight for Valir was spot on.
The spotlight was so good. Yeah, yes, it really was. Good. It really, really was. Do we know who's next? I'm drawing a blank.
We don't know who's next.
Right. We don't
with,
know.
With the multi-class variant that came out and with Valir that came out, with the way they're doing, kind of bringing WoW classes into heroes. Mm-hmm. I was speaking to Gavril earlier about what I would like to see.
Yeah.
I would really like to see Anduin.
I would love to see a priest.
It'd be good.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them bring Anduin like a multi-class hero like his dad. Mm-hmm. And it can be Holy, Discipline, and Shadow.
Ooh.
Either a full-on healer, a hybrid, or a pure damage dealer.
Or just a damage dealer.
Holy or Shadow at least would be fun.
If they do, oh my gosh, if they do a mana battery with the Shadow... Holy crap, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What's mana battery?
So, back in the day, specifically back in Vanilla and TBC.
Vanilla and Burning Crusade, yep.
Yeah. Shadow Priests essentially were brought into raids, not for their damage, but because everything they did actually
gave
mana back to the raid.
And health.
And health, that's true, yeah. But specifically their mana, they were just considered a mana battery. So everything they did, every spell they cast, what's the shadow laser?
Mind Seer.
Yes, Mind Seer would basically just refill everybody's mana bar in the raid. And
they had an ability called Vampiric Embrace.
Yeah, that's it. Vampiric Embrace
constantly just give you mana and health back.
Yep,
it gave you a lot more mana than dead health.
Yeah,
it was just a. They yeah. were just mana batteries. It's like you don't take a priest
mm-hmm. actually
priest to read for their damage. You took it for their mana.
For their mana, right. Kev, look up on YouTube Shadow Priest Manamana. And you'll be very, very happy with what you find. It's very funny.
It was like back in the day, no one took shamans to raids for their DPS or their healing. They took shamans to raid for bloodlust.
Yeah. Yeah, paladins were not brought for any other reason except for blessings.
Buff bots.
They were buff bots because every 5 minutes they had to refresh 40 buffs.
40 freaking people.
Mm-hmm. One at a time.
By the time they got through the full 40,
that's it.
The rest of the buffs ran out.
You remember when Decursive came out? Oh my gosh. That was like mana from heaven. Yeah. Playing a holy priest at the time when Decursive came out. It's like,
playing a mage.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just
to worry
about
targeting people, just click a button.
Yeah. Unbelievable the changes.
Anything you had to decurse.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yep.
The other thing we did not talk about was Jin, because we missed him.
Oh yes.
Jin, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a troll.
Talking about the WoW stuff coming out.
Yeah.
They did a really good job with him too. I played him when you could play everybody for free.
Okay.
And then I actually just bought him today for 10,000 because they lowered the cost.
Oh, nice.
But he is very good.
Yeah, you like him.
I like the feel. He is ranged. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little weird.
He's a ranged carry. Ranged
assassin. So I wanted to know where he got his Thor axes that they get. Thor axes.
I see what you did there.
Because they come back, right? You know, you throw them and he still has more. Unless he carries around an infinite number of axes, which I don't know how he does that. So,
well,
I'm actually going to disagree with you on him being great. I don't actually think he's that great.
No, really? That's yeah, you're not big on the.
No, I think playing him, stupid levels of fun.
Okay.
Yes.
Against.
Oh, I don't like playing against him.
Playing against him, he's so easy to kind of kill. Once his thing goes down, he's completely useless.
Oh, yeah.
No, Chris, yeah. You said it wrong.
Depends on how the people play him.
It's Tazdingo. You got to say it right, man. Yeah. Come on.
Tazdingo.
Okay. Yeah. Correct. I mean, obviously, yes, he is very easy to kill if you get up to him, but because he's ranged, if he's not being stupid, then, you know, the problem I found is a lot of people I played against or with on my team with him, they were playing him very tanky. For some reason, they play like Rill would play him. So just jump in.
Getting into melee range.
And just be in the middle of everything, which is stupid. It's not like he's not melee. And you do have to come a little bit closer than some ranged, but you should not be right in there.
Right.
There's only like two ranged characters that should be in the melee, and that's Tracer and Gul'dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because they have ways to
to make that work. Yeah.
But yeah, he should not be in there. And when he does get in there, yes, absolutely easy to kill. But he is, I think he's a pretty big game changer in terms of some of like that twin cleave thing. That's pretty freaking crazy. When you're running away from him, you're going to die.
Twin cleaves is a very strong ability.
Yeah.
Huge range on that.
Especially in the hands of somebody who knows what they're doing with it. It's like,
yeah, but
just crazy.
I like it because it's so powerful, but I'm also I'm very glad in the way they've balanced the twin cleave because it's very easy to avoid. But if you do get hit,
it's also easy to miss. It's easy to miss. You're like, oh crap, I missed. That's why I never took any of the talents for it because I always missed. So I'm like, I can't take talents for it because it doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm. See, that I don't know I could quick cast. I'd probably have to not quick cast that.
I don't quick cast that on purpose.
Yeah, you want to.
Because you got to be ready.
Yeah,
I can't do it with cast off. It's weird to me.
You can't do it with it off.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been playing. I've been playing League of Legends since like season two, and I've been playing with quick cast on.
Right.
I just did the same when I moved over to Heroes, and I've just never went away from that.
I think I like the on release. Probably so much because that's how I healed in WoW. I would do mouse over casting, like grid and mouse over with on release. I think I maybe just got used to it that way.
When we were at BlizzCon and we went to the Heroes booth, Kevin, the thing I complained to you the most about was the lack of quick cast because they didn't let you change the settings.
Yeah.
Oh.
I asked the guy who was walking around. I was like, "How do I turn quick cast on?" He's like, "You can't." I'm like, "All right, well, we're gonna lose."
Yeah, then they'd have to have it sort of cleared it every time.
That's funny.
I'm used to not having it because I didn't want to turn it on for everything. Because remember, initially you had to turn on for everything. So
yeah, right.
I'm so used to not having it that until I go, you know, I really need to turn it on for this. I don't touch it.
Right.
So with Twin Cleave, I definitely enjoyed not having it on because I need to see that kind of the circle. And it helps me aim better.
It's nice to see that path. Yeah, for sure. It's nice to see the path. I agree. The one
I
problem,
love his regeneration.
Yeah, the regeneration is nice. Yeah. I like that kind of a troll style. Yeah. I'm always going to call him Vol'jin because I thought I thought that would be the next one.
They're two different trolls.
I know. Well, I anticipated Vol'jin coming as the, and we talked about this like a year ago, when they would bring the Warcraft Rogue. I just figured it would be Vol'jin. Nope. And they brought Zul'jin and then the Warcraft Rogue. So it's really, it's going to mess me up forever. I'm always going to call him Vol'jin.
He's a Shadow Hunter.
He's a Shadow Hunter. He's not a rogue.
I know.
Not a rogue.
I know. Dude. It's this.
See, they have to add a troll witch doctor, Senjin. So you could have Senjin, Vol'jin, and Zul'jin.
Oh, God.
And then
we
could just have the whole Jin.
No, that'd just be. Actually, Jin, yeah, that would be kind of cool. A whole Jin crew. That would be good.
They all look the same to me.
Yes. No, I don't know. They all look like trolls. I don't know.
That's funny.
It could be like the triplet trolls.
The
like,
triplet trolls, which yeah. Which. Nice. Nice. Well, I think we caught up pretty nicely from our holiday break, so.
Probably.
Yeah. Hopefully you know.
Probably not. Next week, 2 weeks from now, or 3 weeks from now, Kaylee will be back from her move.
Yes, Kaylee. Yeah, by the way, Kaylee is she is moving from one unfortunate geographical location of the United States in terms of kind of its phallic look on the map to another unfortunate geological area of the United States because of where it is in relation to that phallic part. So she went from one part of the anatomy to another, which both are kind of unfortunate in a sense. But yeah, Kaylee moved to Texas, is in the process of moving to Texas. So she's trading in the swamp for boots and spurs and a 10-gallon hat.
Something so, like that.
Yeah.
Generally, weather just as bad as here.
Probably. Where'd she go? She's not going to Austin. I don't know that. Which is unfortunate because that's like the one cool town in all of Texas.
Yeah,
outside of Dallas.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think it's near Dallas.
Dallas? I hate flying into Dallas. That airport is awful. Absolutely abysmal.
I flew into Dallas.
I cannot stand DFW. It's awful. Every time. Okay. Every time.
Well, I hate when I'm flying through Dallas.
That's what I mean. When I'm flying through.
Isn't bad. Yeah. Flying through Dallas is horrible. Flying it's to awful. Dallas and stopping there isn't as bad.
Yeah.
Having to get
you don't have to run from one end of it to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. Very bad. Very, very bad. So don't use that as a connection flight. Kaylee should be back
Austin's
soon.
Much better.
I realize aside from our kind of an odd start is that we really didn't introduce our guests. So the non-Scottish speaking guest. I guess
the Yank,
yes, is our good friend Kevin, aka Swingcat. Say hi, Kevin. So there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
you can put this at the beginning, right?
Sure.
Sure, he'll do that.
Sure.
Yes. Love
it. Yeah. No, you know what? I will. Go ahead. So we've got Kevin, aka Swingcat.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, and we have Akari, aka Chris, aka he is really, really sick and Scottish.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Okay.
Hey,
now
I've perked up. Okay.
Yeah. Now we're back to the end of the show. So, Kevin and Chris, of course, can be found on the amazing Azeroth Coast to Coast, the fantastic World of Warcraft show. With their third co-chair, who is his real name Chris as well? Is that
yes? There's two.
Okay,
Chris's
that's
on
right.
The show.
Okay, yeah. But Gazrel, right? Is
Kevin is a Chris sandwich?
Kevin is that's right.
Kevin's
the meat in a Chris sandwich.
Kevin is the filling in a Chris sandwich.
The Chris Oreo. The filling of a Chris Oreo.
Kevin is the fried spam in the Chris sandwich. Yes.
No, the thing is, if you listen to the show, Chris and I will go on about stuff because both of us have played since vanilla.
Yes.
So we will go on about stuff.
Yes.
Nonstop. And Kev is just like, are these two going to stop?
He does a good job of asking the right questions, not just for himself, but for listeners who don't necessarily have that experience playing all the way back from vanilla. So yeah. I have
because
to say that.
I'm a noob myself.
Then there's nothing wrong with that. The show is perfect for you know what you guys are doing. I mean, you're explaining things for you know, the casual, the new, and the longtime returning themselves. So it's a great show. I love it. I listen every episode.
I think that's what I wanted to do with the show, just have that kind of the veteran, the newer player, and just get the information out to people, or newer players and veterans alike, who are maybe coming back for Legion or haven't played in a very long time.
Yep. Oh, the Battleground talk was fantastic. The Battleground talk was amazing.
I really liked the Battleground episode because Chris and I did get to nerd out a little bit about Alterac Valley.
I miss Alterac Valley so much.
About vanilla Alterac.
Did you explain to Kevin like what vanilla Alterac was?
We haven't actually sat down and fully explained it to him yet.
Can I give him a tiny spoiler? Can I give a tiny spoiler?
Give him a little spoiler.
Okay. Kevin, you could actually log into Alterac Valley on Friday, like after school or after work, and you can log in again on Sunday afternoon, and it would be the exact same battleground. Still going. It had not completed yet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They would go for 3 days.
The longest Alterac I actually heard of going on was 60.
Oh, no way. Wow. Wow. On my battle group, it was regularly 3 days.
The longest one I heard of in Europe was 6 days. It wasn't on my battle group.
That's insane.
But I think that was the longest one I'd ever heard of.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, so that is, man, when you talk about turtle, I think that's really where the term turtling was born, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
It had to have been.
Alterac Valley created turtling.
Yeah. Yeah, good times, man. Good times. So, yeah, that show can be found at AzerothCoastToCoast.com, I'm assuming, or not.
We don't have a website yet.
No.
On Twitter.
AzerothCTC, right, on Twitter. And then Azeroth Coast to Coast, anywhere where podcasts are purchased.
Yep. Yes, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud.
Nice.
That's it.
Nice. Why don't you tell them where to find you guys on Twitter? Because I'll be honest, I keep getting confused about where to find you anymore, Akari.
I changed my...
You changed it twice in the last couple of weeks.
No, I changed it once in the last 4 years.
I thought you changed it again another time. It sounded like it was different now.
Okay, so my current Twitter handle is Akari_mag, a.k.a. How the hell do you spell Akari?
AKARI_MAG.
Mag. Macteridon is my WoW server.
Yeah. So, Mag. I could have sworn it was something else in
it
between.
It used to be Akari V, the number 2K.
Yeah, I knew that.
But there was nothing between those.
From Votakick, right?
From Votakick, my first podcast.
Right. I thought there was something in between. I don't know. Maybe I just misunderstood you when you're talking about it on the show. That could be it. Maybe.
Cam.
And I'm SwingKat, SwingKat, on Twitter.
Nice. Mike, how about you?
I'm Fimlys, FIMLYS.
Nice. And I am currently Rillandune, but I think I'm going to be changing that soon. Yes. Yes. I think I have been sitting on my own name for quite a while, and I've been contemplating switching it. So they're going to be switching to @VincentMinucci very shortly. Last thing before we wrap up, I actually have something very cool coming up next month. Can finally talk about it. It's been kind of brewing for the past couple weeks. I am going to be participating in the Heroes Charity Brawl this year. It's going to be Scott Johnson, Bo Schwartz, John Jagger. Bo Jagger, that's a great name. I gotta tell them to do something with that.
Mr. Bo Jagger.
Yeah. Kyle Ferguson, Gareth Weinzerl, DJ Tyrant, Jimmy Bloxham, Greg Parker, and Ryan TBK Zord from Lords of the Storm. I'm missing somebody. Myself. Who am I missing? Oh my gosh. Did I say everybody? Maybe I did. I was counting wrong on my fingers. But heroescharitybrawl.com, I think is actually, let me check that real quick. The URL was actually still owned by Mick Montgomery. So if you remember Mick Montgomery, he was the host of Stormcast. Awesome guy. Somebody we know and loved for a long time. He got hired by the enemy. So he's currently working on League of Legends at Riot.
So. I was gonna say, did Riot take him?
Yeah, they did. He got hired at Riot.
You said the anime is like instantly.
Yeah, so they actually specifically told him that he cannot participate in the charity brawl, the Heroes Charity Brawl. But yes, it does. HeroesCharityBrawl.com. It will forward you to the GoFundMe. All of the donations are going right to Make-A-Wish, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So definitely an awesome charity. And we will be streaming February 25th from, I believe it is 2 p.m. Pacific time for about 4 hours. We're planning on going for 4 hours. So 4 hours of nonstop Heroes action and all for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So very cool charity. So check that out. HeroesCharityBrawl.com. And I believe that's it, unless you guys have anything else.
Nope.
All right. Don't forget to hit your D and the Scottish stank. Yeesh.
Later.
Oh, shit.
Nuclear launch detected.
I love the twins.